Oh my gosh, Christine, have you heard about the Slenderman?
Oh my god, yeah. He's a tall and thin creature that has very long arms, and he wears a black suit as well, and he has a blank face and no hair.
Dude, I know. He attacks kids too with his arms and can even kidnap them too. He's crazy, bro.
Ew, man. He has other stuff and features too, but only like different versions of the story.
Yeah, I know. He seems really popular in pop culture. Like, I hear people talk about him sometimes.
I know. Kids dress up as him during Halloween, too.
Where did Slenderman even come from?
Well, I don't think he has an official creator, since there are other versions of the story in the picture. But Eric Knudsen was the first person to create the idea of him.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. He created him of an online forum called Something Awful in 2009. He became an internet phenomenon after that.
Yeah. Eric submitted 2 black and white pictures onto the forum for a challenge.
For real? He was only created for a challenge? What was it?
Yeah, the challenge was that people had to, like, create everyday pics and make it appear creepy or paranormal.
Wow. No way. I saw the original pic. Slenderman was lurking in the background of kids playing.
Yeah, I know. It was so creepy. It gave me paranormal vibes, too. Do you know the intent Eric had when he created the Slenderman, bro?
Yeah, the intent was that his motivations can barely be comprehended, which caused unease and terror in the general popular. Eric said that quote, I found an article about.
Oh my god, really? Yeah, I totally get those kind of vibes from him.
Yeah, me too. Do you know anything if he changed in modern times?
Well, the Slenderman is always changing depending on the author or artist that, like, uses a story of him. And like, even just a couple days after Slenderman was created, users of the forum began creating their own features and attributes to the character.
Really? Oh my gosh. I didn't know that it started to change right after he was created.
Yeah, the internet is crazy, man.
What were some of the features that changed?
Well, some people made tentacles sprout from his back, and some had the Slenderman give people amnesia.
Really? Wow. I saw this one version of him where he hides in the woods and stalks children. Kind of like the original picture.
Yeah, I think I saw that one too. It's so creepy. Why do you think people wanted to change the original picture or story?
Maybe because people thought that the picture Eric posted were so cool and creepy that they wanted to add their own twist to it and make it their own, you know?
Oh yeah, I didn't think of that. I wonder where else Slenderman pops up.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Christine, have you heard the Slenderman on any games or any movies?
Oh yeah, wait, I think I saw it in Minecraft. I think his name is Enderman in Minecraft, but like, they're like a comparison to one another. Like, the Slenderman has long and skinny arms and body, and they both have a similar name.
Oh, right. Yeah, but have you seen the movie The Slenderman? The Slenderman has his own movie and his own games, which they're called Slender, The Arrival, and Slender, The 8 Pages.
No way, there's movies and more games just named after himself?
I know, it's crazy, right? These games had been released in 2012 and had been downloaded more than 2 million times within the span of its own first month. It got so big.
What? Seriously? I never played a game or seen this movie.
Yeah, I know. It all started from like a picture in 2009 when the guy photoshopped that picture and created the 2 shadows in that picture.
Yeah, I heard that the Slenderman has no official way in his appearance, his motives, and his abilities. Like, they all change from the way the story is told and how the author makes the Slenderman look.
Right, I heard that too.
There's literally a YouTube channel that's named after Slenderman, and it's gotten so popular. The name is called Marvel Hornets, which is a series of the Slenderman.
I've heard of that on YouTube. Oh my gosh, let me check out how many subscribers it has. Oh my gosh, over 448,000 subscribers and over 92 episodes.
Oh my god, wow, it's so big. Did you hear about all those stories containing the Slenderman?
Oh yeah, I know a few stories, but like, can you tell me a story first?
Okay, so there's this one documentary on HBO, which they broadcast as a documentary called Beware the Slenderman, which was based off this one crime.
No way, what kind of crime was this?
So the crime persuaded 2 kids who were involved in the crime because the girls had said to the detective that they were trying to become proxies of the Slenderman.
Wait, so the girls wanted to be proxies of the Slenderman? Doesn't that mean that the girls wanted to be like him and represent him, following his ways?
Yeah. Can you believe those 2 girls wanted to be a fictional type of person?
Wow, there are some crazy people in this world. You know what's even more crazy is that these girls were only 12 years old when they made this crime, and they've been planning this crime for months.
Oh my god, that is so shocking. Do you know the girls wanting to sacrifice their lives that they almost killed so they can bring her body back to the Slender Man to be invited and live in his Slender Mansion?
Slender Mansion? You mean to tell me that these girls actually believe that if they kill a girl, then they can be living in the Slender Man's mansion, which isn't even real? How mind-blowing is that?
Honestly, that is so crazy how they do this.
I know. These girls literally had said that they felt nothing while stabbing the girl. She said it felt like air, but thankfully, the girl was saved from the incident, which was a miracle, knowing he had been stabbed 9 times.
Wow, stabbed 19 times, and she is still saved? This is as crazy as the story.
I know, right? This has been so crazy.
I know, man. The Slender Man is just wild.
Very wild.
Okay.